Hi, I'm Mel Pearson from the Michigan Tech hockey team, and you're listening to the voice of the Huskies, Mix 93.
Go Huskies.
It's time now for the Mel Pearson Show on Huskies Radio, Mix 93 WKMJ.
Here come the Huskies with a shot. Score! Steven with the goal!
The Mel Pearson Show is brought to you by Bucko's Party Store in Calumet, the Turvo Agency in Hancock, the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub downtown Houghton, the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and University Images on the Michigan Tech Campus, Lake Accounting and America Group Retirement Strategy Centers in Houghton, Coca-Cola of Hancock, Superior Smiles in Hancock, the Wickley Agency in Hancock, Peterlin Distributing in Calumet, Dr. Daniel Reminga at the Northern Foot Care Center in Houghton, and State Farm Agent Kelly Jepson in Houghton. And now, with the head coach of the Michigan Tech Hockey Huskies, Mel Pearson, here is your host, Dirk Hembroff.
All right, thanks a lot, and Mel will be in the show, in the studio here in just a couple of minutes as we get set for the Mel Pearson Show today. Lots to talk about. The Huskies have got five out of 6 points on the weekend in Huntsville, and now we'll have the monumental series against Bemidji that we've all been kind of waiting and watching to see how big it's going to be. Well, it's going to be big. The Huskies are just 4 points back of the Beavers in the standings. We're all level as far as games played. Both teams have played 22 league games. 6 games left for both teams, and the first two are going to be at Bemidji State. And the Huskies split with the Beavers earlier this season, and we'll get a chance now to catch them. Now, 4 points back. Each game is worth 3, as you know. And the Huskies have the opportunity to have the lead and be in first place in the WCHA standings after this weekend. Is it going to be hard? Difficult? Oh, you better believe it. Bemidji State coming off a tough weekend in non-conference play, and we'll talk more about that. They lost to Minnesota at the Xcel Energy Center 4-0 on Saturday and lost 4-1 on Friday. So they're not going to be in a very good mood. They're going to be back home at Sanford Center, and this is a great venue of hockey. They pack it in there. They have great atmosphere. And the Huskies will be ready for that weekend. Game times 8:07 both Friday and Saturday night. And we'll have the broadcast for you starting a half hour prior to that, or actually 37 minutes prior to that at 7:30 here on Mix 93 WKMJ. The Huskies on Friday night, this past Friday night, taking the long trip down to Huntsville out of Alabama to take on the Chargers, who had tied the Huskies earlier in the season. Michigan Tech beat them 7-3 and then tied 1-1. So what was going to happen this weekend, we didn't know, but Michigan Tech came out Friday and played a really good game, winning 5-2. Coach Pearson joins us in our studio this morning, all set to go. And Coach, it was a long trip, but 5 out of 6 points, we'll take it. We would have liked that extra point on Saturday night to get all 6 points, but still a pretty good weekend.
Well, you would, Dirk. That's the goal. The goal is down there and get 6 points, but it's easier said than done. When you look around college hockey, we talked about some of the big upsets this weekend, whether Dartmouth beating Cornell, Princeton beating Penn State, Colorado College beating North Dakota. I mean, so it's, you still have to go and show up and play the games, even though on paper everything says, well, maybe you should win. But we didn't get off to our best start and had to play from behind the whole game, but I thought We hung in there. It would have been easy just to, like I said, just say, hey, we got a big weekend next weekend. Let's get through it. But guys did a real good job. But speaking of a long trip, our team still is not home, Dirk.
So, oh, is that right?
Yeah. So this is people always think, wonder why I like to bus. It's not because I don't like to fly, but I like to have a little bit of control as far as what happened. So our team is still not home. Someone won't get home till approximately 8 o'clock tonight, and here it is, a big week that we need practice and rest, and it's just sort of falling apart because we were on Delta, and Delta had that glitch yesterday where the system shut down, so they missed their connections and whatnot, had to spend the night in Nashville last night. So the reason I'm here is because
you bust back,
we bust down, we had all the equipment, and I don't think it's fair for me to ask people to ride on the bus, a couple people, and so I jumped on the bus, we got home. Unpacked all the personal stuff, all the equipment last night, and snuggled in my bed about 2:30. But we would have been back a lot earlier if we would just left right after the game on the sleeper bus. So, long trip.
Wow. And Nashville right now?
They are. Well, some guys are in Minneapolis. They had to leave at 6 this morning, so I had to get up at 4 in the morning. And I'm so big under the rest ratio and getting. I'd rather they would have stayed and left at noon. and got here a little bit later than have to get up. They got, you know, 4 hours, 5 hours of sleep last night because they had to sit in the airport and blah, 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 blah. So I'm not happy this morning. But anyway, it is what it is, and we'll have to make the best of it.
Interesting. All right. Well, let's go back to last weekend, Coach. You know, I was talking to Mike Neville at one time during a Saturday. He just said, it's something about playing this team. It's tough to play against them. And, you know, it's very possible we could end up playing them again in the playoffs.
Well, we could. And they're a hard team to play against. They work extremely hard. Their coach, Mike Corbett, came from Air Force. And Air Force is, you know, traditionally they recruit kids that obviously, you know, character kids who, you know, work hard, that, you know, attention to duty, all those things. And that's how their team plays. They really work hard. Now, they lack a little bit of maybe high-end skill, but they make up for that in their work ethic. And they sat out one of their best players, too, on Saturday night. But just the way they play so hard and they pack it in. It's hard to score. Like, I don't know if people understand. They play defense. They play defense just like Anchorage. And they're always on defense, and you have to get through that. You have to get the lead. And if you can get the lead, similar like we did Friday, you're okay. But like Saturday, we couldn't. And, you know, they get a little momentum, and, you know, you got to work through a lot of things to get to the net to even have a chance to score a goal. So, but we got some timely goals. We got some power play goals. A lot of things in our game were good this weekend. You know, just a couple things weren't. You know, just some of our giveaways. And I think things went in pretty easy for them on Saturday night. You know, they just seemed, you know, the bad break on the third goal after we were dominating the period. The shot goes over the net, hits the boards, comes back. How often do you see that?
Not very often.
Hits Angus in the back and goes in the net. Like, that's just one of those things where, you know, oh boy, maybe it's one of those nights. But we found a way to get the 2 points. Like, we went from having, think about this, no points with under 20 seconds to go. It looked like we weren't going to get a point. And possibly going to Bemidji 6 points back. But, you know, we tie it, and we hang in there, we get the shootout, and that's why you have to stay with it, and we get the 2 points. So I think there's more positive things, and I know people will be negative about some things, and why didn't get the 6 points and this and that and everything else. But at the end of the day, you know, we put ourselves in pretty good shape. We still have things in our control, which is the bottom line.
Yeah, and one of the prettiest goals, I think, of the weekend was the first one, Mitch Ranke.
Here is Watson, shot through, this one deflected and stayed in play. Good job by Gould, swings it back to Watson at the point. Watson over for Ranke. One-timer scores! Oh, what a play by Watson over to Ranke, and scores on the one-timer. The Huskies take a 1-0 lead with 13:58 left to go in the period.
We asked Mitch Ranke after that game how often he works on his one-timers. He said, just like everybody else that gets those opportunities every day.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's one of the most – I think if a player is going to work on one thing after practice, it's usually their one-timers. So they enjoy getting out on the ice and doing that. And Mitch does it just as much as everybody else. I know him and Shane Hanna, they like to sit out there and pound the puck left and right, you know, all day long. So you usually have to kick them off the ice. So, no, Mitch is very good at that. And, you know, in the odd time, you know, guys will flub one or miss one. But you know, obviously that was a big goal for us. And he had a couple big goals on the weekend. But he shot the puck well. We're constantly, you know, talking to our defensemen about getting pucks through. Just the way teams are playing, our defensemen are going to have the puck a lot. And, you know, I think if anybody asks me a question, someone's, you know, well, why are your defensemen scoring so many goals? And the reason being, the way it is in the offensive zone, the guys that are open are the defensemen. They get the puck a lot. And, you know, they have to get shots through, and there's so much traffic now. And that's, you know, we got 3 goals from the defensemen on Saturday. But they're getting a lot more opportunities than our forwards are.
I agree. Can I ask you this, Coach? That goal by Mitch Ranke, great feed, I think low to high, and then it went side to side with Cliff Watson. I have never noticed in your teams here at Michigan Tech this year I noticed how good we are going D to D, even in tight quarters. It seems like we're somewhat covered. The other guy's almost covered, and we make those great passes. Is this the best that we've been at this since you've come here?
Without a doubt, yeah. Without a doubt. I think part of that is just the quality of the defensemen, the skill level that they have. There's no doubt about it. And they've been around for the most part, other than Mitch, you know, being the only freshman. So we've got guys who've got a lot of experience, understand the game, have a feel for the game, and then have some skill, you know, thrown in there, which really helps. But it's huge, without a doubt. We keep talking about, you know, this core can be, you know, one of the best in the country defensively, but they also can be one of the best offensively. And I don't know where we are as far as defensemen go and scoring in the country as a group, but I would say we're in the top five for sure. I know at one point we were, I think people had us number one, but that was with Leibs in there.